Well, welcome to the Midrash portion of Reunion Roadmap. This is David Jones, and I have with me another elder from B'nai Yosef North America, Barry Phillips. Shalom, Barry. Are you staying dry up there today?
So far, it's going to be rainy a little later on. So we got our own system crawling up the East Coast. I think you guys already tasted that down there.
Oh, yeah, we've had some pretty bad flooding here, but nothing near like the other parts of the country are getting right now.
Unfortunately, those folks are hurting.
Not to shift gears quickly on that, but I was looking through some things in Deuteronomy in chapter 22, and I saw something that's very interesting I'd like to share and kind of get some thoughts on, get a take on. And what occurred to me is that the Father's heart is to always work redemptively with the covenant people. You know, when he extends covenant to us, we walk in that covenant, but it's for the purpose of being seen by the nations or by the people around us. And so I read in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 and 2 is really what I'm looking at. It says, "You shall not see your brother's ox or a sheep going astray and ignore them. You shall take them back to your brother. And if he does not live near you and you do not know who he is, you shall bring it to your home, to your house, and it shall stay with you until your brother seeks it. Then you shall restore it to him." And this made me think, so if you find a lost sheep, it's your responsibility to try to care for it and try to restore it to its owner. And boy, that speaks volumes to me. What do you think about that, Barry?
You know, David, I have taught on this multiple times, and where my focus has always been in the past has been toward the end of verse 3, that says that when we find what has been lost, we cannot hide ourselves. And what I have always focused on from that was seeing people in need means that we cannot pretend that we don't see them. You know, if you see someone in need, it is your obligation then to respond by some means and see that something is happening. So your aspect here that is finding lost sheep and returning it to its owner, that takes it up a notch.
Mm.
Kind of gives me the idea, finding someone who's lost, I can't pretend that they're not lost. I can't deny their lost sheep status. I have to do something.
Mm. Well, this makes me think, you know, I mean, the Torah says, do not avert your eyes when you see injustice being done. But at the same time, what is injustice? Would it be considered injustice to see a need and just walk away from it?
Yeah. Short answer. Yeah.
And then so when we find lost sheep, and again, this is interesting because in the way this is, it's the way this scripture is written, it's not like this person set out to go find them, but yet he found one.
Right.
And so here he come across this lost sheep and understanding that, well, it's not my sheep. What do I care? You know, that's somebody else's job. That's somebody else's responsibility. But yet we have a personal responsibility to care for the sheep. And that makes me think of us, you know, I'm putting myself in this situation, not just in the finding the sheep, but being the sheep. At one point, you know, we have all been lost sheep. I mean, doesn't it say in the Psalms that all of us have gone astray like a lost sheep?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, a man's out in his field. He sees sheep that doesn't belong to him. They're lost. They're abandoned. They're maybe neglected. You know, we're not talking about a little innocent lamb that's cute, cuddly. And so we're talking about sheep. If not cared for, they get matted, they stink, they have issues. Besides that, the care and the feeding comes out of his pocket. And it doesn't say that when he restores it to its owner, that the owner pays him back for what he's invested.
Ooh, that's a good point.
He just gives the sheep back and the owner says, thank you. And it doesn't say, well, you could butcher the sheep and just take the value of it and hold the coin and give it away. And then that may have been permitted under rabbinical interpretation. But, you know, when it comes to human life, and we see someone that is a lost sheep. They need to be returned to their creator and a right relationship. You may have to hold your nose and invest more in them than what is comfortable. But our, you know, their owner will repay. It may be kingdom level repayment in that day. We may not see any gratitude here and now, but people's lives are eventually worth the investment, are they not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, Yahweh is God for us all. I mean, we hear it's not that any respecter of persons. And when we understand that, well, we've been there too. You know, we were lost sheep at one time as well. And so Jeremiah 50. Okay, Jeremiah 50 says that my people have been lost sheep. And so if we say, I mean, it's funny because nowadays sheep is a four-letter word, if you will. You know, I mean, it's a derogatory term to be a sheep. But yet in the kingdom, we're either sheep or goats. Which one are we going to choose to be? And it says, my people have been lost sheep. And it says, the shepherds have caused them to go astray. They've turned away from the mountains, and they have gone from mountain to hill, and they've forgotten the resting place. This makes me think, okay, mountains. I think of Mount Sinai, you know, the mountain, come to the mountain, Mount Zion, Mount Sinai, and, you know, the places where Yahweh revealed himself on mountains. But yet hills, what were hills in the scripture? Oh, these were the high places, and the hills where pagan worship was. Where they set up altars. And so when we move away from the mountain, or what he showed us at the mountain, rather, is my point, then we open the door to hills. And are we supposed to be on the hills, or are we supposed to be at the mountain?
Yeah. Yeah. Big difference there. I noticed the wording here. And again, we're dealing with English translation. So, you know, we're relying on some assumed accuracy here. But the terminology that I read in this verse is their shepherds, not necessarily Yah's shepherds, but their chosen shepherds have led them astray. So these are perhaps then shepherds that the sheep chose. They followed after them and they led them astray. Well, I mean, if you're trusting this shepherd, who else does the sheep have to trust but their shepherd?
Right.
And, you know, we also see, I believe, in Ezekiel's writings that these shepherds have abused the sheep.
Right.
So they have fleeced them for their own profit, pun intended.
Right.
So the situation is, Yah says, I'm going to punish those shepherds, but then I will raise up my shepherds who will care for the flock.
See, now that's a great point because, you know, Yahweh says that he will give shepherds after his own heart. You know, we have today people are saying, well, look, you know, all these people that are considered shepherds have caused a lot of harm, and they've caused a lot of bad things, and a lot of bad things have happened. But, you know, something that we've seen through the scripture is that just because somebody is misused or abused or misled or something like that does not change what Yahweh said.
All right.
And he said, I will give shepherds after my own heart. Well, what is that supposed to do? Well, that's supposed to help feed the sheep and help give them what they need to live, and to live in safety and to live in surety.
So, David, have you ever, I don't know if you've had this personal experience or not, but to take on an animal as a pet from a shelter or something where the pet has been previously abused, you have to rebuild trust. And you have to demonstrate consistently a caring attitude for the animal to eventually learn to trust you, because they have been hurt in the past. That, you know, I've had a dog or two that did not do well around children. And, you know, in researching a little bit, you find out, well, somebody had it whose children were rough with the animal. Pulled its ears, its tail, you know, didn't understand how to appropriately treat their pet. And so when they see children come around, they get nervous and apt to bite or something. When sheep have been abused, I'm assuming that it's maybe likewise, and it's especially in the human aspect of this, where when they've had shepherds that have abused them, they have trust issues. And so you're trying to relate to them properly. You're trying to teach them the word. And they're a hard nut to deal with in some ways, in that they're constantly questioning, why are you saying it this way? What are you really after? What are you really trying to say here? And they're always, you know, standoffish. They won't let their guard down enough to get real with you, et cetera. And it requires some patience, you know. And I noticed as I was looking at this, you were reading the text a few minutes ago. And again, excuse me, continuing into verse 3, it says, so shall you do for his donkey. Man, you talk about the most stubborn of animals. Can be contrary. They can work. They can work hard. They can do a great job. But at any given moment, they can just revert to this, I'm not moving, I'm not pulling, I'm not working, I'm just going to sit down on you, or I'm going to go eat briars. And so you have these folks that they work well, they seem to getting involved, they're finding their niche, and the next thing you know, they sit out on you.
And you're trapped.
But you're supposed to care for them. And continue to care for them until their owner comes for them. For us, for you and me, that means long term until the kingdom comes.
Right. And this is, trust is built in relationships. And boy, relationships are never easy, are they?
They're messy.
They're very messy, because in every relationship, and I don't care who it's relationship with, whether it's business or personal or family or friends or whatever, in every relationship there are trying times of trying to work out disagreements, misunderstandings, or just differences of opinion. And in the kingdom, we cannot just walk away. We need to try to see the person being more valuable than their opinion.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a quick question then. How does this relate to us, not just as dealing with individuals, but a sheep nation, the house of Joseph in particular, the lost sheep of the house of Israel? How do we deal with it that way?
Well, there's a lot that can be done. Jeremiah 31 really speaks a lot in regards to that. But Yeshua says as well in Matthew 10 and in Matthew 15, he tells us to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Uh-huh. And so we have to understand, so who are the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Were these, if to be lost of the house of Israel, you had to have been a part of it at some point back in history. And so I believe this relates to us as well, those that have been scattered in the nations, those who were part of Israel but walked away and have been assimilated into all the earth, as well as in the Ezekiel, we find about the Valley of Dry Bones and the two sticks. So all of these people and those that join with them. So we have a whole family being united together as Israel, but yet we have some that were lost sheep that have wandered away that are supposed to be brought back and restored to the family.
I'm thinking of something you sent to me about Yeshua from Yochanan or John 11, that after he had raised Lazarus, that there was concern that Yeshua would turn all men to believe on him, and Caiaphas prophesied that Yeshua would not just die individual, but for the nation. So it's for this nation to be healed, we need to give them Yeshua in a credible, able to be received manner, not using him for division or stress or strife, but genuinely and sincerely, authentically. Give them the authentic Yeshua Messiah. And we're about to run out of time, David.
Well, we'll have to come back to this at some point in the future. But again, these are for you who are listening, and so we want to hear from you. Please let us know your thoughts, questions, concerns, comments, everything. You know, send us a message at reunionroadmap@BnaiYosefNA.com, and let us know how this is coming across for you. So until next time, look forward to hearing from you. Shalom.
Shalom.